Welcome to the Soul of Business. My name is Heidi Stevens, and I'm a coach for women entrepreneurs just like you. My intention for this podcast is to share tools and techniques that I've found invaluable as I've built and scaled businesses over the past 10 years. My mission is to help you uplevel your mindset, get clear on your strategy, and access your intuition to create a business and a life better than you think is possible. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of inspiration and place to go for tools, techniques, and the perspective shift that you need to go out and get what you desire. Let's get started. All right, so we are going to start having guests on this podcast. You guys, I am so excited to start introducing you to colleagues, to friends, to peers that are doing really, really great work and inspirational work in the world. And we will be hearing their stories, how they got to where they are. And I'll also be asking all of them about how they use spiritual tools or principles in their business and what it means for them to have a strong mindset, how they have experienced going on their own personal growth and personal development journey through the evolution of entrepreneurship. So I am just honored and excited to have my first guest be a soul sister of mine, one of my best friends, Rachel Blumberg. She is the owner and founder of PlateFit, which is a workout studio here in Los Angeles. Her and her husband have opened up 3 PlateFits at the time of this recording. They are moving fast, and the next 2 are going to be opening up pretty soon. I have watched Rachel over the last decade come from kind of humble beginnings, if you will, and she talks about this more, and she talks about her story. But she has been persistent. She has been clear on her vision. She has taken a road of ups and downs, and a lot of people saying, yes, like, I want to support you and help you, and then just falling through. Watching her come into her own over the last 4 to 5 years and just fully own who she is and what she's about, she's had ridiculous amount of success. And it's important for everyone to know that it didn't happen overnight. So she's going to share her journey. And I hope that you take her story and her experience to the degree that you feel like, is this ever going to happen for me? When am I going to get my win? Know that with tenacity and persistence and continuing to show up and ask for what you want, it can happen for you too. Hey, you guys, I'm so excited to be having Rachel on today. Rachel is one of my best friends. We go so far back. I was thinking today that I actually don't know exactly how many years it's been. Has it been more than 10?
I think it has, actually. Yeah.
So, Rachel, for those of you guys that don't know, she is the owner of PlateFit. Rach, why don't you just tell us what PlateFit is, and then we are really going to dive into the origin story of this, because she has got such an amazing story and how this has all happened and just what her business looks like today. So I want you guys to hear that. It's going to be so inspirational, but tell us what PlateFit is before we dive in.
So PlateFit is a 27-minute workout done on a power plate. And a power plate is a medical device, a certified medical device that contracts your muscles 30 to 50 times per second. And what we've created is a fun environment that's cool and hip for you to come in and do a boot camp type high-intensity workout on top of these vibrating plates.
So you've got 3 locations.
3 locations. Currently. We just signed our 4th. Yes.
So they're here in Los Angeles. Where are they?
West Hollywood, Brentwood, Studio City. We signed Hollywood last week.
Okay, so just to kind of give you guys a kind of an overview here, their business is booming. They're expanding very quickly. They've got all of these super, super cool things in the works, which I'm not going to share because I don't know how much is public and is not. I'll let Rach tell you that. And someone could look at Rachel and her husband and go, wow, like, they've just really got it all together. Yuval is chief development officer at Air One, which is this super amazing, hip, like, the place to be grocery store, what Whole Foods once was.
Yep.
And so just as a couple, they've got it going on. And Rachel and I have gone through this, like, evolution together. And so, yep. the message that I feel like I want people to hear from you is one of overcoming and one of persistence.
Yeah.
And so share with us about the journey that you had to open your first studio and just the entry point to the trajectory that you've had.
You know, I've been doing this, I think, for 12 years, maybe 12, 13 years. I was introduced to the power plate 12 years ago. It was in a little gym. And I got on it and I just intuitively knew. And I saw Plate Fit, but I didn't know it was called Plate Fit. And I, like, instantly, it's like getting on vibration, feeling that vibrational machine really, really changed my life. And I saw that there was a need for this in the market. I saw that the machine was incredible. I saw the results from it. And it inspired me to quit my job at 26 years old. So 26 years old, I was working for MySpace and I was making a pretty good salary for a 26-year-old, and I had just moved to LA and I come from a very conservative family. And so when I called my dad and mom and said, hey, I'm going to quit my job at MySpace and I'm going to start a power plate studio and be a personal trainer. They were like, what? Are you out of your mind? And I said, I think I might be out of my mind. And they were like, we think you might be too. And they didn't have the money to support me. I come from an amazing family, but they weren't like, here you go. Here's money to support your lifestyle and your dream. My dad said, if you're going to do this, you have to work, right? And you have to work hard because we can't give you the money that you need to live. And so I set out on a journey. I set out with a red duffel bag. I got rid of my apartment and I started training people in LA that had these plates or finding them in gyms or had them in their homes. And luckily, I met this really amazing Jewish woman that allowed me to actually come live with her. She's still like my Jewish mom here in Venice. Her name's Kate. She's an incredible woman and she was my first client. And literally, like, after our first session, she was like, my daughter just went away to college. And I just had, like, spilled my guts at 26. And she was like, come live with me and you can train me for free. And anyways, the universe totally taking care of me, and I just went with it. And so anyways, that was taken care of. And so I called PowerPlate, asked them who had these machines, and they directed me to a house in Malibu. And so I drove up to Malibu, pulled into this mansion on the beach, overlooking the ocean. It was like incredible. I was like, where am I? They didn't tell me where I was going. I pulled in, I went downstairs into this incredible gym, and down walked Cher, the singer. And I was like, oh, hi, I guess I'm here to train Cher. And her and I became really fast friends, and I would spend 2 hours, 5 days a week up there training this woman. And in the course of training her for her show in Vegas, she would ask me what I wanted to do with my life. And I said, I wanted to start a power plate studio. And she was like, I'll do it with you. So create a business plan. And I was like, I don't know how to create a business plan, but I created a business plan. And I did whatever I needed to do and got the right people around me and created something and said, this is what it's going to look like. And this is what I want to do. And she was like, yes. And all of her money managers were like, no, but she said yes. So yes was, you know, the answer. And we opened Studio C in West Hollywood.
And that was what, like at least 10 years ago now?
That was at least 11 years ago. So we opened Studio C. We were open for 4 months and then she decided she didn't want to do it. So that was my first real big no and my first real big devastation. I remember walking outside of our studio and sitting on a bench and going like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And also just feeling super connected at the time, like spiritually inside, which is also a big part of my story. Yeah. And something about the wind for a long time just like really settled me. And it was a very windy day. And I just knew 100% that I was taken care of and that the next steps would come. And the next morning I woke up and I got a call from a woman that owned a gym right down the street. And there was a spinning studio that I used to spin at. And these women had said, there's this girl that has power plates and she's up the street and she's looking for somewhere to go. And they were my friends. And she called me. She said, there's a room down here. Do you want to come here? So I went and looked at it. It was this dumpy gym on La Cienega and Melrose, which is a very affluent area, but it was still a disgusting gym. Mm-hmm. And it was a personal training gym. And she said, you can rent this room, this 200 square foot room for $600 a month. And I was like, I will take it. So I went there, ripped out the carpet, put in floors, put up a mirror, painted, got a boom box that had my like iPod on it. This was my setup. It didn't look like Plate Fit. Let's put it that way.
So you just said something pretty profound. What I heard you say was like, I got a huge no, right? And the other piece of this is that the way that you even got that no and the original first big yes from Cher was by putting yourself out there and literally like blindly not knowing where you were going.
Yep.
And I think so many of the people that listen to this, sometimes it's hard to even get past that first step. So it's like, here's Rachel is 27, quit her job, calls Plate Fit, has the courage, just call up the company mm-hmm. that is making these...
The vibrational plates.
And you just drive to Malibu. You don't know where you're going. You don't know who you're going to see. And you just do it.
Yep.
So it's like, everything's going great. And you're, it's like, here we are, we're rolling, we're going to go up to Malibu. She said yes, we opened the studio. And then just 4 months later, it could so easily be viewed of like the world's been crashing down. She says, I don't want to do this anymore. And you just kind of glossed over that right here. So what your response was, is I was really connected.
Yes.
So what, like if someone's like, I just had something really challenging happen, I don't know how to overcome it. What does that look like for you? How do you have that like indestructible faith to know that the universe has your back and that everything will work out?
I don't know how I have it. I don't know when it was given to me. I just think that I also work at it on some level. It's a choice. And I think as often as you can choose to believe that you are taken care of, and as often as you can say it in any situation, whether it's your relationship, your kids, your family, your business, your, you know, whatever it may be, as often as you can choose to say, I believe that I am taken care of and that all is exactly as it should be right now, and keep putting one foot in front of the next, even though it doesn't look right. You know, even though it doesn't look the way that you think it should look, that's where this like faith and knowing comes in. And like all of a sudden you just know. It becomes less of a belief of like, oh my God, when am I just gonna feel taken care of, to me sitting on a bench, the wind hitting my face and just being like, okay. Not knowing how, just knowing, right? Because there's never a, like, I don't always know how I'm going to get to the next place. I didn't know at that moment that I would get a phone call the next day, but I just knew that everything would work out, whether it was continuing to do what I was supposed to be doing or if it was like a completely different direction.
Yeah. You chose to believe that
it would
work out.
Yeah.
And yeah, I watch you. You continue to choose that every single day. And it has just, you know, spurred into this like massive business.
Yeah.
So
what it beats to me, like when people ask me, doesn't it beat not? I get to choose yes or I get to choose no.
Yeah, you have a choice.
I'm like, I just get to, I'm going to choose yes because I don't want to feel the no. You know what I mean? Like this whole thing, it's like a scale. It's I get to choose to feel good or I get to choose to not feel good. And in my body, I would rather feel good. I'd rather think that people are good. I'd rather think that like God is working for me and the universe is working for me versus it just beats thinking the other.
It does. Like, it really can be that simple.
It is that simple.
Yeah.
It's 100% that simple, you know? And it doesn't always look the way that it think, but like if you truly just go inside and you just commit to yourself that everything is good.
Okay, so I met Rachel around this time in the business. So she had already opened and closed with Cher. She was starting this small, very small, small studio space in West Hollywood. And then you went through a series of no's.
Oh my God, so
for
many.
Years.
Eight years.
Okay, tell us.
Well, 8 years.
8 years. I've known you more than 10 years.
Yes, 8 years. So for 8 years, I was operating in this little gross gym. And I just call it gross because it really was disgusting. Honestly.
Because it really was gross.
It was just not right.
Yeah.
Right? But it was the best that I could do. And it was in a really good location. And I had gone next door to the Center for Early Education, which is an affluent school right there. And I stood outside when I first opened and I just got every single mom I could possibly get because I needed
you
business.
And literally like pounded the pavement for business.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Every single day. And then I would just hold more classes and I was sort of at the mercy of what other people wanted, but I just did what I needed to do in order to.
What does that look like? You're literally standing there after the school.
Handing out cards, telling people to come over and work out. Mm-hmm. And just every single day, day in and day out. Consistency. Consistency.
Got it. Okay.
Right?
Yep. And so you're filling these classes.
So I get one mom who then knows all the moms. She starts coming. She spreads the word. Granted, I do have an incredible workout and it's an incredible machine.
Yes, you do.
So I'm not just saying that it was because of this mom that came, but I got blessed. I really did.
You took action and the universe responded.
Exactly. And so that sort of built the business, right? And that sort of built what I was doing. And over the years, I had met so many different people through you, through people coming in, different, you know, women that were interested, always saying, send me a business plan. I want to invest. Let's do this.
One of the guys that I dated before Kenny was one of those people. He was like, this is amazing. And he was like, had like a, you know, super savvy and was like, I'm going to invest in this and make it. And then that didn't work out. So there was so many of those stories.
Yep. So it was just no after no after no. However, I just kept showing up. at work every single day and doing what I needed to do and doing the best that I could be, being the best that I could be at it and having a good attitude. And you know, after so many no's, sometimes you get very disheartened. And I went on the path, which I think was a good path to go on, because sometimes you need to veer off in order to come back. And I thought that I wanted to be a coach on some level, even though I was already coaching. I just didn't see that I was coaching, and I really wanted to help women in whatever way I wanted to help them. Like, I actually didn't know what I was doing, and I didn't really have a clear vision. And so, to be honest, it never worked out for me. But like, I just knew that like I wanted to help women do something great with themselves, you know, because I know that I had done something great with myself and that I was destined to do something like bigger. And so I hired a coach and did this coaching program, and it really helped me in a lot of ways, because I was continuing to teach and continuing to do the things that I was doing with PowerPlate and my own little studio. And it sort of gave me a new energy, right? So like, I went and did that, realized that that wasn't for me and that this wasn't what I was supposed to be doing. And it gave me a new love for what I had already been doing. And like, how am I going to do this? And what is it going to look like?
Okay. So for 8 years, going in the studio, this gross studio,
yes,
doing your thing, it's gross. Class after class after class. I remember you had like a couple of instructors that would teach for you here and there, but for the most part, you were doing it.
Yep.
And then what happened?
It's a two-part story. So the first part of the story is that I met my now husband, and we had begun dating. And the second part of the story is that I had a friend that said, there's a bar studio down the street. Do you want to come own it? The current owner is running it into the ground. Mm-hmm. And it was half a mile from the current studio. And I had always wanted my own space and to do something different. And so I went down there, looked at the studio, and I said, you know what? I can 50-50 own this with you as long as I can bring my power plates. And it was a franchise, actually. The bar studio was a franchise. And so anyways, we had to talk to the owner, went back to Boca in Florida, and they were like, go ahead, launch. You're the perfect person for us. And so I put the power plates in the back of the studio there. I built a wall. You've all helped me build a wall, who's my husband. And I started running classes out of there. And what I had access to was a different demographic that I had access to all previous 8 years. Okay. And so what I started to see is a bunch of younger women, middle-aged women to older women, coming to take bar and super fascinated in something they had never seen. So the power plates were selling out and the bar classes weren't, mm-hmm. right? And I was there for 1 year, and we had 3 plates there, and Yuval and I bought 2 more plates, put 2 more in, and we were sold out every single day. And in that year, him and I have a very fast story. So I got pregnant very early in our relationship, and that fast forwarded our relationship, and that's a whole nother topic, but we fell in love, decided we were going to do this, have a baby together. And we had seen the results all year from this studio, and Heidi and Kenny and Yuval and I went down to Laguna Beach, and we just had a weekend, the 4 of us. And we were sitting there talking, and Heidi's like, what are you going to do with all your what are you going to do with your studio if you're pregnant? Like, how are you going to be a mom? And I was like, I know I had thought about it, but like not really thought about it. And Yuval's like, well, there's this space that he had been looking at, and there's this 400 square foot space, which was 200 square feet more than I had for 8 years.
Yeah.
And I went and looked. So anyways, that was November. That was November of 2015.
What I remember of this story is just being like, you're going to have your baby soon. You need to get on this. Yeah. You need to make some moves.
Yes. And we were like, yeah, we actually do need to. Like, so Yuval's like, I have a space. And so we go back from this. Uh-huh. This is literally in the beginning of November. And we go back. We go look at the space. I mean, he's got such a great eye for what you can do with spaces. I don't. And he was like, this is perfect. We'll make it work. And that is like a huge leap of faith for me to like own our own studio. Granted, it was only $2,400 rent, but it's still a lot per square foot. It wasn't that much of a risk, but it was a risk. And we hired somebody to brand us. That was, I think, $15,000, which was a big investment at the time. Yeah. It was a big investment. But the deposit down on the space, 5-year lease, was a big commitment.
The build out.
Hire all the trainers.
Yep.
And we opened November, December, January 11th, 2016, with a brand, a website, and teachers, classes, the whole thing. We launched, and we were literally sold out every day for the first, like, 3 months.
So 3 months, you went and you built up the space, you made it happen, and yes. Then you had your first leave in what, May?
I had leave in May, yeah.
So she has her first in May, and really kind of the rest is history.
Rest is history, yes.
Right. So now there's the second baby, now there's Nira, now yes. there's two more studios, now there's the forced lease, and like there's so many other things in the works that now it's just a train that's yes. just going. And so looking back, Rach, like, you know, your younger self, the one that was just like 8 years of trudging. They say in the 12-step program, like trudging the road of happy destiny. Mm-hmm. It's like, what would you tell that younger version of yourself that's just, like, how does that one get up every day and believe when it's like year after year after year of just not seeing the vision actualized?
Yeah. Well, I would tell myself a lot of different things. Like, I would tell myself actually to invest in myself instead of work, like get the right people to actually help you. Although my story is my story, and I think that it is what it is, and it was supposed to be the way that it was. I think I could have done things a little bit differently, but I would also just tell myself that, like, make sure that you love what you're doing. You have to be really lit up by it. You know, with like all the growth of PlateFit, it's easy to get lost in the, we got to grow. We got to keep moving. We got to grow. We got to grow. We got to grow. We got to get more studios. We got to hire more people. We got to hire a bigger team. Like, all of that happens. And you have to come back to, like, are you doing something that really lights you up?
Yeah, I talk about that all the time, right? So it's like the vision and the why. Mm-hmm. The why behind what you're doing has to be greater than all of the challenges.
Yes.
And because it doesn't matter. It's not a matter of if. It's just a matter of when. That you're going to go through ups and downs and setbacks and hurdles and just – it doesn't even matter what level you're at, how much money you're making. That is a consistent.
Yeah.
Like the challenges.
Yeah.
And so having that why be so fierce and so solid.
Totally.
That it really pulls you. It really pulls you towards taking steps forward every single day. And so what is the why of PlateFit? Like what is that why that continues to pull you guys in building more?
The why for me it always grows a little bit, right? But the why started as like, I really am passionate about helping men and women feel better in their bodies. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that vibration training was underutilized. A lot of people didn't know about it. And I think it was really important for me to inform people and help them through vibration, change their bodies, feel more confident, and get stronger.
Cool. So tell us where the studios are in case someone's listening in Los Angeles. Where can they find you?
West Hollywood, Brentwood, Studio City, and Hollywood.
Where can they find out more about PlateFit?
They can find out more about PlateFit on Instagram, which is @PlateFit. They can also email us at info@platefit.co, or you can just visit us on our website, platefit.co.
Any lasting words of wisdom that you want to leave the listeners with?
Just keep going. Invest in yourself. Don't be afraid to hire the right people. Don't be afraid to just go for it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.